You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And what do we say on this day of the week? Well, we say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. And at this time of the month, it's Pinch Punch, because it is the first day of March. Yes, we're into March already. But it's over there in the UK. Be looking forward to springtime by now. Anyway, lovely to be with you. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And the time, just after 7 o'clock, and I'm going to be keeping you company right through till 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you to where it is you're going in a good frame of mind. Looking at a birthday for the 1st of March, and I came across this one, Javiera Carrera, 1781 she was born on the 1st of March. She was a member of one of the most aristocratic Chilean families, the Carrera family of Basque origin, who actively participated in the Chilean War of Independence. And she is credited with having sewn the first national flag of Chile and is considered to be the mother of Chile. So a big happy birthday to the... big happy birthday to Chile, really.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the
loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it?
Hey. That's how it's supposed to be.
Let me tell you what it means.
More of you, less of me.
That's why.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. But you,
Father,
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Let me tell you what it does.
He saves the day.
Come on.
He will come through.
He will let you down, but
he won't. That's not what superheroes do.
See, I will never find
no greater love.
A love like this
makes my heart beat.
The Savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody. Love nobody but you.
It's called A Love Theory, and that comes from a gentleman called Kirk Franklin. And he is an American songwriter, choir director, gospel singer, and a rapper. Well, best known, I guess, for his leading urban contemporary gospel ensembles such as the Family, God's Property, and One Nation Crew. I like that one. It's called Love Theory, as I mentioned. Kirk Franklin, new for me. This one isn't quite so new for me. Sometimes from Erasure.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Yes, Mr. Bruce Hornsby, and the way it is. I can tell you what the time is. We're 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show, so I guess it's probably about time to do this. Get you in the shower, spruced up, and on your way to wherever it is you're going to be going. Smelling nice, hopefully. And let's say a very good morning to Kevin Bradley, because he said he listens to us in the shower in the morning. So nice to hear you're out there, Kevin. He'll be coming in to chat with us next week, all being well, about insurance matters. Anyway, I digress. It's time to open the car windows, turn up the volume, and bop up and down in the car. Then we'll see you. This is Entrance, Staying Alive.
Now who got the people for the flame? Who can take the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage, wicked with on point, with the knife I style for my lips. That be rolling the mad joints, so put your hands in the air. Cause there's a party over here, so grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so. I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my still, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the Maskills coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA?
I do love that. I remember the first time I came across that one, I just kept playing it and playing it with the windows open and the volume up. Entrance and they're Staying Alive. Featuring on their Ricardo as, well, that's Ricardo De Force. Now, time on The Breakfast Show. We are 20 minutes exactly, and that is what? That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be with you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Why am I sort of mumbling on here for a minute? Because I'm trying to find my... there it is. My background music wasn't running. I forgot to turn it on. Right, let me see. Oh, Entrance, by the way. Let me just give you a bit of information on them, because they're from the UK. A British electronic music group formed by Kevin O'Toole and Dale Longworth. That was back in 1991. The group is known for their European hit songs, like Set You Free, Electronic Pleasure, and their covers, of course, 1970s disco songs, Staying Alive, D-I-S-C-O, Shake Your Body, and Do You Think I'm Sexy? Answers on a Postcard. Right, let me see what we've got for you today. It is Wednesday. Happy to tell you that we've got Andreas Clementi coming in to talk to us about the movies. He's been to see the one that did very well. It wasn't the BAFTA, it wasn't the big sort of Oscar thingies. It was another one and did very well. That's Everything Everywhere or something all the time. I've seen episodes of it. I don't think it's something I could really, really watch. What do you think?
Yes!
It is not that funny.
That's
not
that funny.
When the night has come and the land is dark. When the night has come. When the night has come and the land is dark.
Yeah.
And the moon is the only light.
What?
And the moon is the only light.
What?
And the moon is the only light. We will see.
When the night.
Tell you what, one of my favourite covers of that song, Stand By Me, of course, originally Benny King song. And that was for The Corrs. They were a 1990s Germany-based band, originally from Oak Park in Illinois, near Chicago. The band consisted of the family members, Shona Edwards, Bernie Edwards, Roshanda Landfair, together with Jason Edwards. And they garnered success in 1998. This was with that cover I just played you, Benny King's hit song Stand By Me, which was particularly successful in Europe, reaching the top 10 in 8 countries. And later that year, their debut album, the same name, Stand By Me, was released as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, 25 minutes after 7. Quickly, very good morning. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou, Renee, and to Paul Dixon over there in the UK. Of course, to Kevin, who's listening with us this morning, drying himself off. Here's Baccarat for you, taking us down to the bottom of the hour. Yes, sir. I can boogie.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Stiff, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
Where are summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed. We're 27 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Taking a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this morning. Starting off with that terrible train crash in Greece. A passenger train and a cargo train collided head-on in Greece on Tuesday night, killing at least 36 people and injuring dozens as the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory threw entire carriages off the tracks. Many of the victims were thought to be university students on their way back from a long holiday weekend. The death toll was expected to rise further, said officials. There was panic. The fire was immediate as we were turning over. We were being burned. Fire was right and left, said Sturgios Minenis, a 28-year-old passenger who jumped to safety from the wreckage. Russian forces carried out relentless attacks on Bakhmut on Wednesday, trying to encircle the small eastern Ukraine city and claim their first major prize for more than half a year after some of the bloodiest fighting of the war. Reuters was able to reach Bakhmut from the west on Monday, proof that the city was not yet surrounded, despite Russian forces pressing from the north and south to close the last remaining routes in. Russia brought new law amendments to Parliament on Wednesday that further strengthen the country's censorship laws, envisaging up to 15 years in jail for discrediting the armed forces and voluntary military organizations such as the Wagner Group. Yevgeny Prigozhin, head of the Wagner Group, that is trying to storm Ukraine's Bakhmut, complained in January that there were bloggers and social media channels that discredit his fighters who can't be punished under existing laws. The FBI director Christopher Wray said on Tuesday the agency has assessed that a leak from a laboratory in Wuhan in China likely caused the COVID-19 pandemic. The FBI has, for quite some time now, assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan, Wray told Fox News. His comments follow a Wall Street Journal report on Sunday that the U.S. Energy Department has assessed with low confidence the pandemic resulted from an unintended lab leak in China. Nigeria's ruling party candidate, Bola Tinubu, was declared president-elect of Africa's most populous nation in the early hours of Wednesday. This was after a weekend election the main opposition parties have disputed. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Wednesday it had spotted 19 Chinese Air Force planes in its air defense zone in the past 24 hours, part of what Taipei calls regular harassment by Beijing. Taiwan, which China views as its own territory, has complained for the past 3 years or so of stepped-up Chinese military activities near the island as Beijing seeks to assert its sovereignty claims. Security forces in Indonesia's restive Papua region have surrounded separatists holding captive a New Zealand pilot, but will exercise restraint while negotiations for his release continue, according to a top security official on Tuesday. Philip Mertens, a Susi Air pilot, was taken hostage by the West Papua National Liberation Army. This was on the 7th of February, after landing in the remote region of Naduga. In the world of business, world stocks rebounded on Wednesday after Chinese manufacturing activity expanded at the fastest pace in more than a decade, while stronger than expected inflation numbers crossed the Eurozone battered government bonds. Inflation data from German regions a day after February numbers that showed price pressures surged more than expected across France and Spain, stoked fears that the European Central Bank would need to raise rates further. 2-year Treasury yields, a guide to short-term US rate expectations, were close to 4-month highs, but at 4.85%, are below a November peak of around 4.88%. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan jumped 2.2% earlier to leave behind a 2-month low. The index provider's broader world stock offering last rose 0.4%. European stocks followed suit. The continent-wide Stock 600 rose 0.1% by 0.955 JMT, knocking off the month on steady ground following a solid start to the year. Oil slipped on Wednesday, giving up an earlier gain as signs of ample supply and rising U.S. crude inventories countered hopes for higher demand arising from a jump in manufacturing in top crude importer China. Brent crude was down 33 cents or 0.4% to $83.12 a barrel. That was at 10:10 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that fell 43 cents or 0.6%. That's to $76.62. And that's it. There we go. That's our little look for this morning. Some of those things in the international news and the world of business.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
We started off with Leon Bridges and You Don't Know Falling On. That's Linda. It's by the Ace Cats and in German. I thought I'd better, because the good lady and I were going to be going through through Germany and into Austria in May for our holiday this year. So I better listen to more of that. So at least I know a little bit of German. Guten Tag. Right, we are 15 and a half minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news, don't forget, at the top of the hour. Andreas Clementi joining me in the 8 o'clock hour for a look at the movies. It's a weekly movie review, everything, anywhere, at every time, or something like that. Right, now, let's see. Let's say some good mornings. So let's start off with a good morning from Paul over there in South London in the United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. And, yeah, I agree with you. That terrible train accident as well. He sent me a little snippet on that as well. And let me see. Oh, yes, you asked if I could play a piece of music. And it just so happens that this was, I think it was the first record that I ever bought. It was in 1962, so I was, what, about 13. I think we'd only just bought a record player. And this piece of music was really sort of catchy, and I bought this, and I played it, and I played it, and I played it. It's Nut Rocker from Bee Bumble and the Stingers. Thank you. Oh, there we go. God, that brings back some memories, I can tell you. And I mentioned it before, like, Paul might remember this. We're about the same age. I bought that as an original, but I don't know if you remember, Paul, in Woolworths. Remember Woolworths? Yes. They used to have their own record label. It was called Embassy, if I remember rightly. Embassy label. And what it was cheaper than the ordinary records you would buy. The reason being is they were covers. They had other artists that sounded very, very similar to the original artist making the record. And, of course, you bought them, and they were that bit cheaper. Embassy label. Right, let's say a good morning to Renee and Rick, there in Athens in Greece. Of course, terrible news coming out of Greece today. That's a terrible train crash. Head on. As people are saying, the question needs to be answered. How come two trains going in different directions were on the same line? Renee wishes everybody a good morning, happy March, white rabbit, pinch punch, first day of the month, and sent me some pictures of the food that she did last night. It's not very fair, you know, doing this first thing in the morning. I haven't had breakfast yet. The broccolini stir fry was delicious. I'm sure it was. Renee does come and say the train crash here. Wow, how bizarre. That was the first thing we heard when we got up at 6 o'clock this morning. Absolutely terrible. Anyway, you did ask if we could play a piece of music for you. It's from Journey, and it's just simply called Faithfully. I thought you were signing off, actually. Breakfast show time, 11 before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Spending all my love on the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, just stay. I'm forever yours, faithfully. We all need the
there we go. Yes, that's for Renee this morning. She says, I'm just looking for a song I haven't heard for a long time. Why not? That's what we're here for, you know. I mean, that's what I do most of the day. I play music. Awesome. Haven't heard that one for a long time. Let's put that on the playlist. Anyway, nice to know you're all out there. Good morning to Mary Lou. Faithfulness. She's with us every morning, bright and breezy. It's always nice to know she's there. Gives us some stability, you know. Welcome to Wednesday, says Mary Lou this morning. And she wishes everybody a great day. And asked if we could play something from Joe Jackson for her. And it's Beat Crazy. Credited Joe Jackson Band there, and that's a Beat Crazy, and that's for Mary Lou this morning. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, and the ideal track to take us there time-wise is from Bob Dylan. This takes me back a bit as well. Subterranean Homesick Blues.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch I've laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggot comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggot says the man is say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no
hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging round the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders or watch your parking meter. Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down the manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Stiff, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
We fell in love, high school sweetheart. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the time we prayed. Can't imagine that. It's too hot, too hot, baby. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, it's too
We gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love, oh my love. Oh baby, save you. Lying high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you and changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts more and in our minds. I can't imagine that this love is true. Feeling the pain, boy, when you lose. Because it's too hot, it's too hot, baby. We gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, too hot, baby. We gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made so long ago. You were my love.
Jerry, hey Yaz, how you doing? Well, happy White Rabbits, it's March 1st. February has come and gone, and we are now in the March. Yes, and we are. And the cook has arrived back home, safe and sound, and bundles of joy and bundles of gifts. Oh, she's just so good to have her back home, and all the kitty cats and puppy dogs are all so happy because Mommy is home. Woohoo! And I'm happy too. She home. I'm happy. All right, so it's going to be it was a chilly night last night. The wind was blowing and still kind of kicking up a little bit. Flowers, it's amazing, you know. The people say that when the rains come, the flowers bloom, but I've got water on my flowers, and I'm telling you, you put a little water on them, and look at all those blooms. They're just gorgeous. You got the Verinera, or what we call bougainvillea, and we've got some of those striations. Wow, look at the pineapple. I haven't seen that in a while. Yeah, she's gotten really big. Woo, yay. Well, all them tomatoes and all them peppers are sitting there waiting to be cut up and put into a salad. Looking forward to that for sure. It's amazing that the ugliest volunteer tomato plant has supplied me with some of the most flavorful tomatoes I've ever had, you know. And there, it looks like the poinsettia is going to go into dormancy for a while because she's kind of losing all her red leaves. But the other things in the yard are looking pretty flowerful, so I can't be unhappy about that. Ah, yes. Well, the construction now has been done. We had the gal come in and do some cleaning. The Australian's still hooking up the electric, so it may be a while before we can move back into that room. So we'll see. But it's coming along, poco a poco, as they say. We're off to Coronado today to get a few things poked and prodded and peeked at and get the, we got the results, so we're going to go find out what those are. Pretty good news, I'm understanding so far. That's always good to know. And then we're going to go get some watermelon because it's the season for watermelon. If you haven't picked up a fresh watermelon or a cantaloupe, you are not doing yourself a favor. Go out and get one. And if everything's good here, it must be good there. I sure hope so. And back to you in the studio.
We used to have it all planned. We thought we knew what it all looked like. We were looking out on the greatest view. We were raised to take a stand. We were raised to keep an open mind. We believed we'd just sail on through. Now I'm 100 miles an hour, sitting in my palace without any power, alone in the dark. We're alone in the dark. Thought we could always try a bit harder, but if the dice don't wanna roll in your favor, it falls apart. The fantasy falls apart. And this is open season. Time is up, time to be leaving. Head on down this very arbitrary road. Armor up and say your prayers from underdogs and millionaires. I heard you're better off on your own, but I ain't gonna face this hunt alone. So I've been needing you. We've forgotten all the tracks we've given up. Only saw you for a moment. No, it was nowhere near enough. But I take it as it comes. I take it as I only can. I take it all and run where it goes. Cause this is open season. Time is up, time to be leaving. Head on down this very arbitrary road. And say your prayers from underdogs and millionaires. I heard you're better off on your own, but I ain't gonna face this hunt alone. So I've been needing you. And I know you've been needing me too. We're in this game together. We're in this game together. And I believe in you. And I know you believe in me too. We're in this game together.
Tower where my heart is. Still in the sky, I'm so I don't
There we go. Yes, as you know, one of my favorites. That's Joy Crooks and 19th Floor. Preceding that one was Joseph Salvat and Open Season. Time on the Breakfast Show. I don't think we did do this last week, did we? Did we do this? We didn't do this last week.
No, you did. You didn't have a show.
I thought, well, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
You know. And no, we didn't, did we? It was a long week off.
It was the carnival thing, yeah.
Gosh, that seems like ages ago.
I know, right? And I'm looking forward for the next vacation. Is it happening soon?
Easter.
When is Easter?
40 days after carnival. Sense. Yes.
So beginning of April, I guess.
April sometime,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then when that comes, I've only got about a few weeks before I go on vacation.
Oh man, where are you going?
Everywhere. Almost everywhere. We're going from here to Munich. Staying 3 days in Munich, then we're going to go by train to Vienna, spend about 5 days in Vienna, then we're going to go by train to Verona, go stay with my friend in Verona, Dinah, for about 4 or 5 days.
Is his name Romeo? No? Juliet? No?
Why?
Why?
Why did you bring that up?
I'm sorry.
I know Verona, of course, that's where they've got the... there was a movie, one of these sort of romantic movies I watched, and they did this sort of Romeo and Juliet thing. But what I didn't realize was they used the actual balcony in Verona when they made the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there is a balcony there in this little sort of like courtyard.
There you go.
Yeah, but interesting.
Yeah.
So then we're going to go to Milan, and then we're going to come back from Milan to Panama.
How long is this trip?
Just over 3 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, good. That sounds amazing.
You're going to step in and do the program, right?
Every day.
And thank you.
Every day in the morning I'll be here just chatting up and putting... I'm just going to put erotic R&B.
You need to get more sleep, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. My little girl has decided the last week and a half to wake up at 5-ish in the morning.
So what did you do this morning? You threw her on her head?
I did. She had her milk... Mm-hmm. And my wife was like, I'm going to go shower.
Right.
Be aware. I was like, I got it. Mm. And I dozed off.
Oh, dear.
And when I opened my eyes, I just see the feet going down. And I'm like, oh, my God. I try to reach, but I don't get there. And she fell off the bed head first. And my wife came out of the bathroom. I'm like, what happened? She fell off the bed. And she was upset with me because I dozed off.
Well, quite rightly so.
I agree. You know, I agree.
I agree.
Why? And so she has a bump on her head. Or little thing.
Was it on tiles?
Yeah. No. Ooh. No rug whatsoever. Ooh. I have to say, in my defense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is she dumb? Does she not understand gravity?
No.
I mean,
no.
At what age do they start understanding that they can't fly? She's 8 months old. Grow up.
Well, because you keep going on about people with capes that can fly, she probably thinks she can fly.
Do you think so? Maybe she sees me watching superhero movies and she believes every human can fly.
Oh, dear. You know, one of the sort of sad things about, you know, being a child is you can't choose your parents.
I know, right? Poor little thing.
Anyways, great to have you back.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, it's interesting, the movie we're going to review, because it's probably not... it's done very well. What were these awards they just had?
The SAGs.
The SAGs. Yeah. What's that?
The Screen Actors Guild. These are actors voting for actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. How many more have they got of these things?
Have they
actually got one about people voting for the movies? Or?
Like, yeah, I think it's called the People's Choice Awards. And
oh, wow. And so everything else is voted on by the industry?
On the industry, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. Do they take any notice of what people watching movies say?
I gotta be honest. I have seen the People's Choice many years ago, and I am glad they don't let people vote.
Oh, yes, you're not allowed to have those kind of movies.
Oh, my God, the movies they choose. When 50 Shades of Grey wins an award, we got to think what's happened to society.
So this movie is everything, everywhere, all at once.
Correct.
I've seen
the trailer.
Segments of trailers of this thing. And it's not a movie I want to sit down and watch. I mean, I get confused watching adverts. This thing's going to completely confuse me.
Listen, it's a movie you really need to... pay attention. You really need to be focused. Be subtitles for sure. And not, no screens, no second screens, no phone in your hand, no iPad. You really gotta focus on this film, or watching the movie theaters. It's out of movie theaters long ago. But if you want to try to catch up with all the movies that are going to be award winners or award nominees, you need this one in particular. To be honest, most of them you really need to focus. All Oscar movies now, you really need. There are very few that are popcorn films. These are intricate, nuanced films. This in particular is super fun. It's not like a super independent movie and dramatic and stuff. It has all those elements, but it also has a lot of fun in it, I gotta say.
Yeah. If you can follow it.
If you can follow it. Okay. Especially, the pace starts slow. You need to get into the world. But once you're in there and you understand the rules of that movie, you really have a great time.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if just in case you're feeling a little bit guilty about dropping a kid on its head.
Yeah.
This is from Renee over there in Greece. Says, you're not the only one who has done that, Andreas. Rick did the same thing to our youngest daughter when she was a baby. Fell asleep with her on his chest and boom, on the floor. See, it's a common thing.
I know. You still feel bad, though.
But if I would, I'd get a couple of bouncy mats around the bed, just in case.
I guess so. I guess so.
Yeah.
Or not fall asleep.
Or not fall asleep.
Yeah, I think That's a cheaper way.
What time of the day was this, by the way?
This morning.
Yes,
morning.
I know it's morning. What time? Like it's still morning.
Yeah, like at 6:30, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was way before then.
Yeah, I know. You are an early riser, I guess.
I'm much better in the mornings than at night.
Do you wake up at the same time, like on Saturdays?
Your biological clock? No, I think my normal biological clock would probably be, I would probably wake up about 7:30.
Okay, that's nice.
As the normal time, the weekends. Because the weekends I stay up later anyway. And I normally wake up 7:30.
It's been years.
Yes.
Since I've been able to wake up at 7:30. Yeah.
You look like it.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, I guess.
So, shall we look at everything everywhere? Let's look at it all at once, shall we?
Yeah, just read every word. So this movie, as Jerry mentioned, it's called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, directed by Dan Kwan and Daniel Schneit. I don't know how you pronounce that last name, Jerry.
Schneit.
Let's go with that one.
Okay.
Starring Michelle Yeoh.
I like her.
Ki-Yo Kwan.
Don't know him.
You do know him, actually. Do you remember, have you ever seen the Indiana Jones films?
Yes.
Do you remember the short round? The Asian little boy that ran around with Indiana Jones?
No.
Gotta be remembered. In Temple of Doom.
Okay.
Really? Have you seen Goonies?
Who? I thought there was Jellies.
The film Goonies.
No.
Okay, I can't help you.
No, I'm beyond hope.
Anyways, it's this
Jamie Lee Curtis. I know Jamie Lee Curtis.
Anyways.
I liked her when she was in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True Lies.
Yes.
Great film.
Yes.
Anyways, to get my point, Ki-Hoo Kwan hasn't acted since he was a little boy. He had a horrible time.
And you're wondering why I don't know him.
But he was super known as Short Round or Data from Goonies.
Well, Shirley Temple was known as being a girl actor as well.
I guess. But this guy's making a huge comeback, and he's a big favorite to win an Oscar.
Really?
Yeah.
For doing a movie.
We're doing a great movie and a great performance. Anyways, let's go into the plot, Jerry.
Okay, a middle-aged Chinese immigrant is swept up into an insane adventure in which she alone can save existence by exploring other universes and connecting with the lives that she could have led. And I'm completely confused again.
There you go. So let's start with the positives real quick. Visually striking. The movie has a clear palette. The movie has a way of showing you a lot of colors and a lot of lives. It is an influence to the eyes. It's not the word.
Should you watch it if you suffer from migraine?
You should not watch it on drugs, I'll say that. Anyways,
it sounds like they made it on them.
Yeah, it does not apologize for being complicated. The movie does not dumb down anything. He's like, hey man, these are the rules, get into it. If you don't understand, rewind and try to understand it. Go for it. Michelle Yeoh and Ki-Yong Kwan give beautiful performances full of nuance. You're talking about two actors that are playing multiple characters because there are multiple universes. And the nuance in every character, the emotion in every character, the emotion in the main universe characters, like there is a lot of nuance in these two, and they
you're
do a
using
beautiful
that
job.
Word, you're using that word a lot today.
Nuance, yeah, I'm going to keep using it.
Okay.
I love that word.
Okay. What's it mean?
nuance.
Yeah.
That is not that simple. There's not black and white. There's a lot of in between, a lot of gray areas.
Okay.
And it's complicated.
Why don't you just say it's full of gray areas?
Yeah, I like to try to sound fancy for your show, Jared.
I find nuance is a nuisance.
Got it. Jamie Lee Curtis is finding her lane as a character actor.
Okay.
She's no longer a leading lady. She understands this. She's like 60 years older or older.
Oh,
I guess.
Heaven forbid she's finished.
But no, but she chose a lane like a couple years ago, and she's making a huge comeback. She came back to Halloween, her origin, and those movies did really well. Now she's nominated for an Oscar for this secondary character.
Okay.
Like, there you go, man. Good job by her. Mm-hmm. Incredibly creative story. As you read the plot, this requires a lot of thinking to come up with this story, and you can tell. After all the bells and whistles, the film is about a mother-daughter relationship and appreciation of life. That's what the movies are all about, using these metaphors, using these insane scenarios to just bottle down human emotions. Those are the best movies, and this movie completely does that. Yes, there are multiple universes. Yes, there's wacky things happening, a lot of wacky things happening. But at the end of the day, it's about a mother and daughter trying to get to a middle ground between them, and a woman trying to appreciate the life she chose. And that's a great film. Fantastic and funny fight scenes. And I say funny because it's reminiscent of Jackie Chan films. Are you a fan of Jackie Chan films?
Yes, I am a fan of Jackie Chan films, and I can say it quickly.
I can't, but anyway. the cool thing about those films is that the choreographies were amazing, but they were full of comedy as well. Mm-hmm. The fight scenes, him getting hurt, him jumping, it was all about comedy for him.
Mm-hmm.
This movie has a little bit of the same. The fight scenes are incredibly choreographed, but at the same time, they're very funny. Edge of your seat, third act, and this is where the movie shines. That third act, it's just bizarre. You can't look away. Every time I come to the show and a movie is underwhelming is because they don't know how to finish it. The third act is not well written. It doesn't really have a cohesive ending. This film, like, sparkles in the third act. You can't look away from everything that's happening and all of the threads that are being tied. It's just a great third act, in my opinion. Different special effects. They're not like I've said here, the greatest special effects is when you don't notice them. This is not the case. You do notice them, but the directors like don't care about it. Like, hey, yeah, obviously this does not exist. It's a multiple universe. There are things beyond reality. But here you go. For example, there's a huge MacGuffin.
What is that from McDonald's?
No, a MacGuffin is a term used for an object that people are looking for or in a film.
I had one once.
That is related to the plot. Anyways,
a McMuffin. I had one.
In this movie, the villain creates what she calls an everything bagel to destroy the multiverse.
Bagel.
Correct, but it literally is a huge black bagel in the air that is sucking life. And that face is why the
if you could see my if you could see my face right now,
yeah.
You would probably appreciate, because Renee has attempted to watch this movie, lasted about 30 minutes and quit. I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but this movie isn't for me.
There you go. I'll jump on that, Renee, in negatives, because I agree with that little thing. Anyways, Stephanie Sue pulls off a very difficult character. She plays the baddie. It's a very difficult character because she has to do multiple roles. She has to be likable, but at the same time incredibly mean and incredibly threatening. It's a difficult role to pull off, and she does it really well.
Does the bagel give a good performance?
It's majestic.
Okay.
Look, let's go with the negatives, and let's go with Renee. Slow-paced setup. The movie takes a while to get going. Okay?
You said it takes a minute to get in.
It takes a minute to get into it.
It's not a very long time.
Really. A minute in a figurative way, not in a literal way.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, it does. I also, Renee, had to watch to start it a couple of times because it does start slow. It's in a couple of languages, both Chinese and English, And in the English, obviously because it's a Chinese immigrant, it's broken English. So you really gotta pay attention. It starts with a woman just going to the IRS because she's being audited. Like, it just takes a little bit of time to get going. But once you get into it, Renee, and you start understanding the rules of the film and the rules of the multiverse or the multiple universes that are happening.
Now you're starting to sound like Facebook.
Yeah, you will get into it.
Okay.
Can be difficult to follow with the changing of the language, different dimensions, and the rules of jump dimensions. It goes to the same negative. Costumes and gimmicks can take away from the story. The guys went crazy with the costumes and the everything bagel thing. Like, it just becomes a little hectic to the eyes, and you're trying to follow a humane story.
I'm looking at, we have a large black bagel.
Yes.
Okay. And we have a hot dog for fingers.
Yes. This is the next negative.
Right.
Too much hot dog for fingers dimension. There's a whole world where all humans have hot dogs for fingers. And I felt it was paid too much attention to this. This is a silly part of the film, but I was, it's disgusting. It's hard on the eyes to watch this. For some reason, at some point when they are, I don't know how to get into this, but when they are, kissing, the fingers spray mustard and ketchup. It's just weird. It's incredibly weird.
Wow, you know, this is a movie I can't wait to miss.
Anyways, it's a crazy film, but again, if you're a movie lover and a movie watcher, try to get through that slow paced first act and really get into the rules of the film, and you will love this film.
I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
I would hate it so much. I think I imagine me taking you to the movie theater to watch this, I think I would be off the shelf.
Funny you should mention that.
Hey, hey.
We're going to take a piece of music, and then we'll be back for the final comments. This piece of music might sort of sum it up. It's from Avril Lavigne. It's called Complicated. There we go. Avril Lavigne and Complicated, which appears to be just about summing up the movie we're reviewing today. Too much, too much, too much everywhere.
It's everywhere, everything, all at once.
Everywhere at once, okay. Yeah.
Let's go with final comments right here.
Yeah, not many.
No, it's just probably the most creative and ambitious film in years. It starts slow, giving the audience time to catch up with crazy premise and fully enjoy the amazing third act. A big favorite at the Oscars, and it's easy to understand why. Must watch before the big night. Like, if you're an Oscar fan and you like to watch it, I'd always recommend try to watch as many films nominated as possible, so you really understand why somebody's winning or why somebody's not winning.
How's it doing at the box office?
It did really well. It's one of those independent movies that did really, really well. Like, it tripled and quadrupled their budget by far, because it was a sensation. People did not see it coming, and it made a buttload of money. Like, from the Oscar films, after obviously Top Gun and Avatar, I think it's the third highest grossing film. Probably.
Okay.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, Jerry. You're talking about popcorn. You'd say, like, oh, nobody watches these films. This film was watched a lot by a lot of people.
Good.
Yeah. It made a lot of money. Independent film.
Good.
Yeah.
Did they understand it?
Everybody did, man.
Okay.
Just got to pay attention and understand the rules. The moment you understand the rules of the world they created.
So you paid attention. You stayed awake and watched this.
I did.
Yet you can't stay awake not without dropping your baby on
the
head.
Well, the reason I fell asleep this morning is because I stayed awake watching that film.
There you go.
There you go.
Watching movies can be dangerous. Yeah, they should have a, listening. I've been watching The Law According to Lydia Poet.
I know, I heard.
On Netflix, which has really been quite good, quite entertaining.
Is it serialized?
Yes, it's serialized. It's not a movie.
No, no, but meaning that it is like a case per episode?
Yes.
Okay.
But then you got the storyline going
okay,
all the
so
way.
Okay, so you do have to, you can't like go into the middle and watch a case. You got to follow the story.
Well, there's a storyline. I mean, okay. You know, because this is in the times when, heaven forbid, women, you know, get involved in law.
Of course.
And so she was up against all the sort of discrimination and everything else. And then how she gets around it. Because it's like a sort of, her family's been sort of like a family of lawyers.
Okay.
And she sort of works for her brother, and she's solving the cases.
Who's the star of that show?
Lydia.
That's the name of the actor in Lydia?
No, that's the name of the person in it.
The character, who plays Lydia?
I don't know. Woman.
Jerry, this is super important information.
Why? I go to watch it. I don't know who she is.
Fair. you go blindly into the film.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, yeah. Are you excited for the premiere this week? Good premiere. Creed 3.
I don't know. What's the first two about?
No, the Rockies franchise. The boxing franchise. Rocky.
Oh, no, I've not watched one of those ever.
You've never seen Rocky?
No, I've never. No.
Really?
No.
Why?
I haven't seen Love Story either. Because
whatever, that's a sad
because
one.
Because it doesn't interest me. It's not a topic of interest.
You don't
for
like
me.
Sporting films?
Sport films? No, no, not really. I get exhausted.
From watching sports?
Absolutely.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rocky is all about like...
Boxing.
No, but it's like the strength of the soul, the try hard and win hard, man. Come on. No? Never Rocky?
No.
Yeah, you should watch some.
I did watch one.
Which one?
Oh, I did. Sorry. I'm Rocky, the movie, the horror show. Rocky.
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, that's the one.
Different kind of Rocky, brother.
It was good.
Was it?
It was. It was a big plant.
In my opinion, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, most overrated film and TV show ever.
Did it make a lot of money?
I'm assuming it still does, man.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think they care? You don't like it?
No, I'm not. I'm sure I'm not on their speed dial regarding it.
Why don't you like it?
I said overrated. It's not that I don't like it. I enjoy it fine, but
it's overrated.
The amount of excitement to watch these shows and this movie and the cult following it has, I don't get it. Fine, it's a weird film. Talk about weird films. You're making fun of Everything Everywhere All at Once. That is a weird film.
Exactly.
Well, there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
So maybe this will be the new Rocky Horror Picture Show. They will show it at 12 and people will yell, slut.
what else is coming up? I was like,
we got Creed 3 coming up.
We haven't had anything with capes for such a long time.
I think it's coming up next. I think Shazam is coming soon. The sequel to Shazam. is coming soon, if I'm not mistaken. But right now we got Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And then on next week, there's also a big one. There's a couple of I think the big ones start coming up. The poster is in my head right now. Tip of my tongue. Can't.
Well, hold on. Just concentrate. Read it. Read the poster. You see it? Read it?
I'm trying. Okay,
keep trying.
Because I think Shazam is not next week, but the week after that.
Okay. And Shazam is what?
It's a superhero film.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Called Shazam. Is that the superhero?
The superhero is called Shazam, yeah. From DC.
Okay.
What can I say? The first one was fun. It wasn't great, but it was a fun film. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping this one will be fun as well. But I'm more excited for Creed 3, I gotta be honest. Creed 3 looks fantastic. I am a fan of the Rocky franchise. Obviously, there's been a lot, so there are a couple of misses on that.
Who's he fighting in this one?
Rocky is no longer in the film. That's okay. Why it's called Creed.
Right.
It's called Creed. It's not called Rocky. It's the Rocky franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's Michael B. Jordan coming back. And one of my favorite actors coming up right now. He's a newcomer, but his acting style, I'm a huge fan. His name is Jonathan Majors.
Right.
He is a tour de force acting-wise. Like, he is really good. I'm looking forward to see what he does next.
What did he do before?
He did an HBO show called
Read the Poster.
No. Lovecraft, I think it was called.
Oh yeah.
Really like a weird show, but he was great in it. Then he did Loki, the TV show. I think you enjoyed Loki, no? Nope. On Disney Plus, Loki?
I don't think I watched it.
You didn't?
No.
Anyways, he was the villain in Ant-Man as well.
Mhm.
And now he's doing Creed 3. Like he has some potential, man. He watch out for him. I think he's gonna be one of those.
Have we got any at the moment, any of these sort of actors that we would class the same as the likes of Tom Cruise and all the, you know, those these honestly, big actors we
I
used
think
to have?
I think it's still Tom Cruise.
It's still Cruise, exactly. I mean,
no, that's a big thing right now. There's no more movie stars.
No.
I think now the page dictates if the movie's good or bad. Like, nobody will go to a movie anymore. Like, if it's starring Johnny Depp, nobody cares. If the movie's bad, they won't go see it. If it's starring Tom Cruise, if the movie's, well, no, Tom Cruise is the exception.
Ooh, I'm just saying, got season 3 coming up on Netflix.
For what?
BattleBots.
I have no idea what that is.
It's these teams. They make robots, and the robots have to fight each other. In the thing, it's pretty good. That's the kind of thing I enjoy.
My God.
Yeah.
We are two different people.
Absolutely. I'm happy to say.
But anyways, no movie stars anymore. Leo DiCaprio, maybe?
Yeah, but no, but he's still, I mean, come on, he's getting on for my age.
He's like, I think, does he get to 50? I don't think he gets to 50.
What's my saying?
Come on.
No, but, I mean, I still class. I mean, who is the
young guy?
Who is the Leo DiCaprio that is there coming up now?
If you would,
is this because of the way they make movies now?
Right? I think so. I think because there's no longer the mid budget film that makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because mid budget films are now in streaming, and nobody goes to the box office to watch these movies. There are still people trying to make them. For example, I know the Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are doing a Nike movie right now that looks amazing. It's called when Nike signed Michael Jordan.
Oh yeah,
it looks really interesting, and they wrote that film.
New series of Drive to Survive has just come out. That'll be last year's season. Yeah. That'll be a good watch.
That would be a good watch. But yeah, I like
Ben Affleck when he did that advert.
The Dunkin' Donuts one.
When he was a duck. Affleck.
Oh God.
Affleck.
I thought you were being serious about his Super Bowl commercial.
I thought he was very
good. He did a Super Bowl commercial that was pretty funny.
He did.
He worked at Dunkin' Donuts. That was funny.
I was looking out for that one. Yeah. Anyway, look, how sad we're getting near the time to go.
I am sad because I got to get back to my real life. And I'm tired.
Why do you think I hide in here all day?
I know, man. I got to...
No, my life is not bad. My life is good.
You have a great life.
I do.
Come on.
I do.
Look at everything around. You got a bunch of posters, you know.
Especially on
a bunch of screens.
On the, but look at that one. You see that one there? See the one?
Yeah, Bear Claw.
Of Honor.
Classic.
Yes, that's where we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic moments.
Right, well, that's it then. Off you go.
Bye-bye.
Go look after the baby.
I hope so. She's got a big bump on her head. Poor thing.
Is she talking? Is this the...
Eight months, yeah.
The little one. She's not talking.
She's not talking yet.
So she's not really told you what she thinks.
Mm, she got super bad, I'll tell you that.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All being well, we'll see you next week.
Take care.
There we go. Andres Clementi with us this morning with this week's movie review. Probably not one on my list, but that's just me, obviously. Right, now, the time on The Breakfast Show. Well, I'll tell you what, we come up to the top of the hour. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Boquete Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Boquete Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Boquete Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
First Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Yes, the 1975 there. And if you're too shy, let me know. And that was preceded by, it was an extended remix of Who Said I Would from Phil Collins. Time on this morning's breakfast show, 22 minutes after the hour. Yasmin's just gone. She's in her car right now, probably listening. Hola. She's gone off to an event. It's going to be an interesting one, but I'll let her tell us all about that tomorrow. Now, let me see. What have I got for you music-wise? Continuing on the breakfast show, we're going to have somebody who has a birthday today. It's Mr. Nick Kershaw. He was born on this day back in 1958. Of course, English singer-songwriter, composer, multi-instrumentalist, and a record producer. Came to his prominence, really, in the mid-1980s. As a solo artist, releasing 8 singles that entered the top 40 charts in the UK during the 1980s. And this is one of them, Wouldn't It Be Good?
no problem. I'd stay right there if I were you. I got it harder. You couldn't dream how hard I got it. Stay out of my shoes if you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up from the inside. The sweat is coming through each and every pore. I don't wanna be here no more. I don't wanna be here no more. I don't wanna be here no more.
Birthday boy, Nick Kershaw, and wouldn't it be good? Now, staying over with the United Kingdom, Swing Out Sister. Now, there is a band, British pop group. They're known really, I guess, worldwide for the 1986 song, which was Breakout. Other hits include, Surrender, Twilight World, Waiting Game, and a remake of the Eugene Records soul composition, Am I the Same Girl? Now, although Swing Out Sister are currently a duo, they did begin as a trio over there in the UK. The group was formed by Andy Connell on keyboards, Martin Jackson on drums, and they were later joined by Corinne Drury on vocals. Now, according to the group's website, they christened themselves after an obscure Billy Burke B musical from the 1940s. In fact, a 1945 movie starring Arthur Treacher called Swing Out Sister, because it was the only name that they could agree upon. And there aren't any sisters. But tell you what, they make great music. This is Swing Out Sister. Love Won't Let You Down.
Understand Life may not be the way we planned, but I've been loving you. It's something I can do. I can't walk away, pretend I didn't care. But what else would I do when all I'm living for is you? Love won't let you down. Just give it time. I'll still be around.
There we go. Yes, Swing Out Sister and Love Won't Let You Down. And they did sort of go for this sort of style, like that particular record, where it's sort of, I guess, sort of, it's, you know, going back to the old easy listening type of music. And if you listen to that, that could be a Burt Bacharach composition as well, couldn't it? That's the type of thing they were doing. Great band. Swing Out Sister here on this morning's breakfast show, 28 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. This is a group called the Manchester Orchestra.
I notice you and you're noticing me. Breaking the habit, you're watching me sleep. Oh, give me some time, let me learn how to speak. I'm amazed. I never mind about bothering you. I'm trying to decide if I'll bother with you. So feed me your wisdom and bring me a trip. I'm amazing. Wish me you wonder. Wish me to sleep.
the Manchester Orchestra, and it was called The Maze. American indie rock band coming out of Atlanta, formed back in 2004. Now, when I was rummaging through the record collection yesterday, I came across this particular track. It's from Saint-Germain-des-Prés-Café. It's called Beads, Things and Flowers. It's an instrumental track. It reminds me very much of, remember those movies? Gold Member, the Austin Power movies. It reminds me a little bit of that. And I thought, now this would be a piece of music that I would probably want to use as my own theme song. It's really quite brilliant. 24 before 10. Thank you. And there we go. That is the real thing. That is the Austin Powers theme. It's so 60s, isn't it? 60s and 70s, love it. This is Santana on The Breakfast Show at 18 minutes before 10 o'clock. Santana.
In the GMB's product, get away.
Maria Maria and Nita Santana there, featuring the product GMB. Back to the birthdays, we've got another artist with a birthday today. Yes, Roger Daltrey, born on this day 1944, an English singer, songwriter, of course, and actor, known as the founder and lead singer of the English rock band The Who. He's maintained a musical career as a solo artist as well, and has also worked in the film industry, acting in a number of films, theatre and television roles as well as also producing films. But of course, the thing for me is Roger Daltrey and The Who, my generation, aren't they?
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
They say, do look all
forget old. Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all say. I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. We could get around.
Becoming one of the anthems for the 1960s, that one. The Who of My Generation. I joined the Air Force in March of 1965. Remember, that one was released in October of 1965, and it blew our brains away. And that was, well, became a hit, one of their most recognizable songs, really. The song was named the 11th greatest song by Rolling Stone. That was on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Also became a part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll, and is inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for historical, artistic, and significant value. It's been considered the band's signature song. I love this. For its historical, artistic, and significant value. Tell you what, when that came out, if you'd asked my parents what they thought of it, it certainly wouldn't have been that. It's a great song. So is this one. This comes from Del Shannon.
I'm a baby.
Well, Shannon, and keep searching. Now, going back to my generation, here's another band. Now, this was a band that was formed in Los Angeles in 1966. And I tell you what, you'll recognize some of the names in this band. It was called Buffalo Springfield, of course. And Canadian musicians, Neil Young, Bruce Palmer, Dewey Martin, and American musicians, Stephen Stills, and Richie Farey. Now, the group widely known for this particular song, which I'm just going to play, called For What It's Worth, released three albums and several singles from 1966 to 1968. Their music combined elements of folk music and country music with British invasion and psychedelic rock influences, like contemporary band The Byrds. Now, they were key to the early development, really, of folk rock. And the band took their name from a steamroller parked outside their house. Anyway, here it is, For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's bad lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Street singing songs and a carrying sign, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound?
There they go, yes, For What It's Worth, and that is, of course, Buffalo Springfield. And it did nicely for them. It got to number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 in March of 1967, I think it was, most about that time. Spring of 67, so March will do. Right, well, that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thank yous go out this morning, of course, to Andreas Clementi for being with us for our movie review this morning, to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid, who's found that she's got the chef back, and for the cook, and also to Yasmin, my producer here in the breakfast show studio. And she's gone off. The reason we haven't heard from her, she went off to another event this morning. Oh, such a busy person. So big thanks, as always, to Yasmin, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, Boys and Girls, a group of Grada, who keep us up and running. And, of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you for being with us. If you want to join us, it's easy. Just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. You can get in touch with us or call Yasmin on 223-5162. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, same time, 7 o'clock. And please, please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between tomorrow at 7 when we all get together, do it carefully. Why? Well, if you remember, I want to be talking to you at 7 tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, Ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.